Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was really fascinating. Aldrin was here. Aldrin Cornejo.
Who, I like that guy.
He's a great guy. And he works on American Dad. And I always mix it up with the Family Guy. Oh. And he's like, it's not the Family Guy. And I was like, noted. But he works on American Dad. And but he talked about Vampire the Masquerade, which was one of those White Wolf games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, World tabletop. Of Darkness.
World of Darkness that you have told me about, these many years.
It was the first.
It was the first. It's the flagship, he said. And then there was easily my favorite part of this episode was him breaking down the history of vampires from Cain. and he knew the name of all the different clans, and it was... because there's no classes or they're clans.
Right, right. You get in when you become a vampire in this game, you get whoever bites you is part of a bloodline.
Yes.
And the bloodlines have become clans and
I told him that he's gotta read Sharp Teeth. And
oh yeah, he would love that.
I can't find it. We must have lent it to somebody.
I may have loaned it to someone.
And not been replaced. Did you put that thing in it that your dad always put in the books?
Maybe.
This book has been stolen from Andy Ashcraft.
This book stolen from Andy Ashcraft. Well, I don't like to do that because I frequently do give them away.
Yes.
And then just buy another one.
Just buy another copy.
Right, right. But Sharp Teeth, Toby Barlow.
That's who the author was.
Yeah, wrote a book about, they're not werewolves, they're were-dogs.
Right.
They're people who can turn into dogs.
And then they play cards.
And then they're in Los Angeles. It's modern day Los Angeles, and the book is written entirely in poetry, in free form poetry.
Yeah,
and it's great.
It's really great.
But now we're getting away from the episode.
Well,
so
right. So but and the other thing he's watching though is a guy from White Wolf hosts a Twitch show called LA Night, and it is. L.A. by Night. Sorry.
Okay.
L.A. by Night. And the first three seasons are on YouTube, and they are like 2 or 3 hour tabletop games.
Oh, okay.
But they're kind of scripted, and they're wearing costumes. And because it's put out by, I think, Geek and Sundry as well.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of want to watch it, and it's all set in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the clans, and he showed me his dice. The fifth edition, I guess, of this Vampire the Masquerade has added red dice. They're called hunger dice, kind of like in a Risk kind of way. There's two sets of dice.
Oh, right, yeah.
But if what it is you've chosen to do something that has created hunger.
Oh, right.
What happens?
Yeah, because you can lose control. That was one of the things about vampires is... You're always struggling with your humanity. You're always trying to maintain your humanity while this vampirism is running its course.
Right.
And you're getting all these powers from the vampirism, but it's also taking its toll on you.
So he is not running a game. He's trying to figure out how to schedule running a game. Because, of course, that is...
That's the worst.
It is the hardest part with adults.
Right.
And so right now, he's mostly just reading and rereading the books, like the awesome Vampire the Masquerade dork he is. And it was such a fun episode with so much detail. I would completely recommend it.
Well, before we go off, I'm going to plug another vampire game.
Yeah.
My friend Roselle runs a game it's a LARP. It's a Vampire the Masquerade.
Oh, live action role-playing game?
Yeah, live action role-playing game at the Strategicons.
And
it's set in Los Angeles of the 1840s.
Oh, so, right. Because you can set it at any time.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's from the beginning of Cain and Abel.
That's right.
It
so
turns out.
We're the historical first, and I'm in this game.
Oh, are you in this one?
Yeah. I didn't make it to the last Strategicon, but if I had been, I would have played.
Is that why you want to keep going? You're like, I need to go to these Strategicons. There's more than one reason.
There's more than one reason, always.
Yes, always more than one reason. You guys, listen to this episode. Go see things and read things and have a good one.